steps into it. Pass is caught! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
Hello, hello, let's go. It's your man, Flip Mozzie. Thank you for spending 15 minutes with me today, and welcome to week one. The Minnesota Vikings host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday at 12 p.m. Central. Mike Zimmer versus Kyle Shanahan. Offense versus defense in a clash where no one knows what to expect. We are here to take a close look at the opponent, find key matchups, and make a game plan. But first, let's take a look back at the week that was. By Saturday, Minnesota cut 37 athletes from their training camp roster. Now, most of them didn't really move the needle, but long-tenured veterans always have a soft spot in our hearts. Early morning news that Brian Robinson got cut hit like a haymaker. Later on, we learned that Terrence Newman's heading for retirement. We can talk why these moves were made, but for fans, these are big losses and we gotta pay our respects. Brian Robinson from Splendora, Texas, outside of Houston, a star high school defensive tackle, linebacker, discus thrower, and shot putter. Texas moved him to defensive end, and he won a national championship with the Longhorns, playing across from Brian Arakpo. Robinson came to Minnesota as a fourth-round draft pick. Texas football player fit like a glove in our home state, both on and off the field. He developed into a great defensive end, became a strong locker room presence, a team captain, and created his charity organization based off his love, fishing, and his sack dance. Terrence Newman is now a coach. The 15-year career that took the man from Salina, Kansas to the age of 40 is over. It's hard to feel that he only played three seasons in Minnesota because his impact was immediate. He bonded with Mike Zimmer all the way back in 2003, was a stud cornerback coming out of Kansas State, fifth overall pick, and 15 years later, he still looked the part. He displayed a masterful defense, mentorship to the young cornerbacks, and an ability to outplay them too. Robinson and Newman were both team captains last year. As fans, we dream about that Super Bowl win. Who would give you those feels? Get your sports cry when they hoist that Lombardi trophy. Newman and Robinson were high on that list. The theme throughout the roster moves from Minnesota was youth. Four newsworthy veterans cut, nine rookies kept. Vikings follow up their elite 2017 with quite a bit of turnover, making them the sixth youngest roster in the NFL right now. Rick and Zim have continually pushed a youth movement. We didn't think it would be so this year, but they stayed to form. Of course, there were some big winners through the roster moves. The Vikings kept five running backs. Five! I mean, it makes sense. How could you let Mike Boone or Rock Thomas go? Blake Bell, Kendall Wright are out. Tyler Conklin and Brandon Zilstra come in. Robinson and Newman out as well. David Perry and Holton Hill make the team. There's also, of course, the practice squad, where Vikings were able to stash 10. I'm not going to get too intense on these players who are still very early on in their development. There are a few notable names. Chad Beebe had a great preseason, as did Cornelius Edison. A lot of fans were calling for them to make the actual roster. I'm fine with where they are on the practice squad. Might be a little disappointing that Edison and Gossett couldn't beat out Tom Compton. Look, y'all, the roster is young enough. Give these two some time to grow. Let's hope the veteran holds up fine. Some were upset that Ifeadi Odenigbo got away to Cleveland. Well, if Zimmer and Patterson feel that David Perry is more valuable, they've done such a good job of talent recognition and development along that defensive line, I'm not going to question it. Well, I take that back. I question it a little bit based on my three main concerns in 2018. I mean, for all the studs on defense, we saw the defensive line rotation fail last year. There was talk about improving it, so let's do the math. Robinson, Tom Johnson, Shamar Stephen gone, Sheldon Richardson, Jalen Holmes, David Perry in. Definitely not an increase in numbers, which I hope for. Is it an increase in talent? Zim and Patterson are making big bets on Holmes and Perry. Funny part is, I like where the offensive line has gotten to. Fully healthy, Pat Elflein, Riley Reiff, Mike Remmers, and Brett Jones make four solid guys. Rashad Hill is battling, and Brian O'Neill is coming like winter. This weakness just might be okay when Pat gets back on the field. He's scheduled to start practicing this week. So the roster is set. The engines are primed. Let's see how well they fire at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. Yes, Sunday, when the 49ers come to town, let's break it all down. Last time we played San Francisco was in Week 1 3 years ago. Not a game we want to remember. Adrian Peterson and Jerick McKinnon couldn't get going. Mike Wallace got shut down and Carlos Hyde destroyed the Vikings defense. 168 yards and 2 touchdowns during the late Monday night game of Week 1. Now, both rosters very different. Kirk Cousins looks to prove he was worth the cash. Jimmy Garoppolo looks to prove last year wasn't a fluke. San Francisco left 2017 as an NFL darling. Winning their last 5 games, they finished first in pack success rate during that stint. I buy the hype, but not that much. Remember, this team started 0-9. Jimmy G improves that offense, but the bones of that 6-10 team are still there. San Fran finished 2017 ranked 24th in PFF's ELO ranking for good measure, 20th in points scored, 19th in value there, 25th in points allowed, 26th in value. So what did San Fran do to improve that porous defense that no one really wants to talk about? Well, they added Richard Sherman and that's it. This is after letting Eric Reed and Elvis Dumervil, their sack leader, walk. The 49ers are counting on Solomon Thomas and Akello Witherspoon to take huge steps forward right away. That defense looks beatable. So have the 49ers improved their offense enough to keep them in the game? Western Richburg and Mike McGlinchey join Joe Staley in what should be a formidable offensive line. Jimmy G and his targets, Marquise Goodwin and Pierre Garçon remain the same. So that all brings us to the X Factor, Jerick McKinnon, who was supposed to be that spark in this powder keg for the 49ers. San Fran targeted running backs on 28% of their pass attempts, second to only New Orleans. Jets' injury mean that San Fran will have to be a bit more inventive on offense. And that's why this game is important. It presents a golden chance for Minnesota, the better team, to exact their will on a weaker opponent, knock an upstart team down before they even get started. If we're hearing new names having career games on Sunday, that's a bad sign. Our purple needs to show that the money spent on Captain Kirk and Sheldon Richardson were worth it, that a 13-3 team is even better. So let's get on to the matchups. There's a lot of nice matchups at key spots in this game. Let's work through them. Same theme as last segment. No new names. First, in San Francisco's backfield, I don't want to see Matt Breida succeed in the pass game. Our man, Bash brother Eric Kendricks, need to cover that man up. 2017 Vikings posted a league best 31% success rate defending against passes to running backs. Again, San Fran passed the RBs on 28% of their passes, second highest in the league. So it's an awesome battle that'll take place there. Kendricks versus Breida is major key. Also in the pass game, we have to go back to our old friend, Trey Can Play Waynes. I still see Pierre Garçon as the number one receiver in San Francisco's receiving group. That leaves Waynes on the speedster, Marquise Goodwin. Goodwin is coming off his 6th and best year in the NFL. He's got that big yardage, low catch rate you see from every NFL deep threat, and deep threats have burned Waynes in the past. But again, no new names. I don't want to hear about Goodwin toasting our D. Give Trey help if it comes to that. Waynes versus Goodwin is matchup number 2. Then, we have easily the best matchup that we'll see on the field Sunday, Joe Staley vs. Everson Griffin. The star left tackle was PFF's best last year. Can he keep Jimmy G clean from the sack daddy? A clear winner in this battle could be enough to swing the entire game. Star versus star here. Spend a couple plays, a few third downs, just watching these two go at it. There's another battle across the line where the Neil Hunter goes up against the rookie Mike McGlinchey in his first NFL game. We're going to find out if McGlinchey was worth that number 9 pick quick. On offense, it really comes down to how John DeFilippo wants to attack. I mean, the 49ers were really bad against the pass last year, especially when receivers are targeted. And that's the best part of Minnesota's offense. The depth causes me to look past Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, focus on Laquon Treadwell. He's given hope during training camp and allowed Thielen to move inside to the slot. That means Treadwell goes against another youngster, Akello Witherspoon. The former second round pick had a promising rookie campaign. He played in 12 games starting the last 9. That's a fast climb up the depth chart while we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for Treadwell to come around. Treadwell versus Witherspoon is number 4. I'm not saying the Vikings must have this one, but it'd be nice to see Laquon succeed against an equal, you know, maybe even nab that first touchdown. So those are Minnesota's X-Factors. Eric Kendricks, Trey Waynes, Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, and Laquon Treadwell. Wins in those matchups will carry the day. Make a game plan for how our Vikings beat the 49ers on Sunday. I think we need to expect a hard-fought game, closer than we'd like, but they should be able to manage an encouraging win. Look, I don't think we'll see the best version of our offense. Give them time to click. We're relying on the defense to pull this one out like they've done time and time again during the Mike Zimmer era. Also, I'm preparing us to expect adversity, like at least one botched snap. New quarterback, new scheme, young Danny Isadora starting at center. Yeah, that ball is hitting the turf at some point. Let's just hope it's not at a key moment and doesn't end up as a turnover. I'm watching the center quarterback exchange like a hawk in week 1. To be more positive, based on what we talked through earlier, I'm going to predict a huge day from Adam Thielen. Let's put some numbers on it. Let's say 8 catches, 125 yards without any touchdowns. Going up against this cornerback group, our hometown slot guy is set to feast. Now for defense, I'm going to take, this might be too easy, but they need to hold San Francisco to less than 100 yards total rushing for the 49ers. Our purple would need to make them one-dimensional quickly. And while I'm not thinking blowout, Jimmy G is going to have to win this one on his own. Can he do it? That's why we're watching. Even without Jet, there will be a lot of running back passes when their run game dies. Let me also say Jimmy G will look good. San Fran is built to give him time in the pocket. He's smart enough to find the open throw. We're just hoping our D doesn't give him many open men. And to pick him off, we'll need an incredible play, one that hitman Harrison Smith can make. After the game, we're hoping to talk about a Vikings victory, of course. We'll be talking about how the offense had a slow start, how it didn't look explosive, but still was able to put up those 21 points that Mike Zimmer covers and wins with. A productive day for Adam Thielen, even if it comes without any touchdowns. We'll say Jimmy G will look like a good quarterback who needs a bit more help on offense. We'll claim the game's MVP was Harrison Smith, who started 2018 with a bang. Football is back, guys. This is the moment we've been waiting for. If you're going to the game, shout it out like you've been keeping it down for 6 months. If you're watching on the couch, get some seatbelts because it's time to strap in and ride with these 2018 Vikings. Skol Vikes.